Hey everybody, it's Jeff. Thanks for joining me for this week's Wednesday Word. Today we are starting a brand new Wednesday Word series on the Beatitudes that we're calling Check Your Beatitude. Now, if you're not familiar with the Beatitudes, no problem. I'll give you a quick little backdrop before we get into it. In the Gospel of Matthew, that's where the Beatitudes are located. Chapters 5 through 7 are what's known as the Sermon on the Mount. It's one of Jesus' most famous teachings, where he kind of goes up onto a hill, he just sits down and starts to teach his disciples, and all these other people are there listening too. And he begins this sermon with a series of blessings that he pronounces. And those are what we call the Beatitudes. And that's what we're going to look at over these next few weeks. So today, I'm going to start with the first two. So Matthew chapter 5, and it is going to be verses 3 and 4. And it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." So blessed are the poor in spirit. What's that mean? Poor in spirit is like spiritual bankruptcy, where you're just at the very bottom, kind of as Eugene Peterson says it, as the end of your rope. Everything just feels like it's down and it's broken. And that could be for many different reasons. In Luke's gospel, he just says, blessed are the poor. It could be that. It could be financial poverty that's just got you completely broken down. It could be abuse. It could be sin that's just, you can't beat and you're just beaten up by it. But it's when you're down to the bottom of that point where you realize all that's left is God's grace for you. It feels like there's nothing else, but we have that need for God's grace, God's forgiveness, God's help. And Jesus says, blessed are you if you're in that place, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. You get the kingdom of heaven if you're in that place. And this is so crazy at this time that Jesus is saying this, because it's completely against the grain for society at this time. The status of people and the hierarchy was so important in this New Testament time. So for somebody to inherit a kingdom or a rule, to be in that place, would be crazy. All right? If you didn't have status, you wouldn't get that. But Jesus is saying, no, we're going to flip that. If you're completely at the bottom, the end of your rope, you're broken down, realize that your need is for me. Your need is for God. You need God's grace, and the kingdom of heaven will be yours. And that kind of takes us into the second one. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. When we're at that end of the rope, kind of at that bottom of the barrel, just feeling like I am completely bankrupt spiritually, I have nothing left, we might mourn. Now, personally, I'm not one that mourns very often. I'll be honest. I should mourn. And that's what I've read a lot of people saying. We don't do a good enough job letting what's inside out. That would be mourning, just letting it all come out. And that could be for a variety of reasons. It could be that it might make the pain worse. Mourning might make us feel like we're completely alone because nobody understands what's going on. But Jesus is saying, if you're mourning, you're blessed because you will be comforted. We're comforted by God when we mourn. And we're not promised that God's going to tell us exactly why we're in the situation we're in. We're not told that God's going to just reveal his next five steps for us and how we're getting out of it. But we're comforted because we have the presence of God. Right? He's walking us through whatever we're mourning. He's in our midst. Right? He's in the midst of it all, and he's there with us. And I really think that the crux of these two blessings, you know, what we really get are God's presence. We get to be in his presence for eternity, even when we're completely spiritually broken down, busted up, and have nothing left to give. And when we're mourning, when we're just letting it out and feeling, letting that brokenness out, feeling like maybe nobody else cares, nobody else gets it, nobody else maybe is around, we have the presence of God to comfort us. So I would encourage you this week to remember those things, that God's presence is this blessing no matter what our situation is. Just come to him when you're in need of that grace and forgiveness. He's there. He's saying, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when you're letting it out, when you're mourning, however you do that, if you write it out, if you cry it out, whatever you do, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Remember that blessing of God's presence in your life. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.